Hey, we're on the phone with Williamson County Circuit Clerk candidate Andrew Wilson. First off, Andrew, you know, this I need to say good morning first. Morning, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm doing better than I was a few days ago.
Well, Andrew's recovering from a case of COVID right now.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling?
Yes. Well, I definitely feel better. I'm much more upright. Spent about a week laying in bed, which wasn't a whole lot of fun.
No.
As you can tell, I'm still congested. But yeah, it's definitely no joke. It was probably the worst I've ever felt in my life.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to some other items. As we were saying, the Williamson County Circuit Clerk race. You know what's interesting, I find? One is many people don't know what a circuit clerk does. They think that you only handle judges. Well, that's a lot more complicated when it's child support, fines, payments. You realize a lot of this mechanics is behind the curtain, and people are just unaware of it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's completely correct. Most people, the general public, unless you've had a lot of dealings with the court system, you really don't know exactly what the circuit clerk does. Even when I was taking this position a year ago, my wife said, "So what are you going to be doing now?" You know, it's something definitely the general public doesn't know. And the way I try to explain it to people when they do ask is the circuit clerk is basically the manager of the court system. Anything that has to do with the court system, we run it, we control it, and we're really behind the scenes for the most part.
Yeah, well, until I have to come and pay my ticket.
Right. I mean, and yes, obviously we are. You do deal with us directly if you're paying a speeding ticket, criminal fines. We handle those. Anything that has to do with any kind of filing, any filing with the court system. You're filing a lawsuit. You're filing, you know, for a divorce. There are fees that go along with those that you have to pay, and those are paid to us. And then we are responsible for distributing that money to the various funds throughout the cities, the counties, and the state. Every municipality has different fees that have to get paid, and we are the responsible for paying those. You know, like if the arresting agency is Marion, on a case, they get a portion of the speeding ticket or the criminal case, and it goes to the, you know, city of Marion treasurer or to Johnson City and you know, so on and so forth, and we're responsible for that.
Yeah. So you referenced this just a moment ago in a way, kind of an oblique fashion, and your wife says, well, what are you going to do? I think that was also a reference to the fact that you have not been elected to this office. You were appointed. This is the first time you've been running for Williamson County Circuit Clerk, but you were working in the office previously.
Yes, that's correct. I did take office last October 21st. Actually, was my first day in office when I was sworn in, and I was appointed to replace Angie Cochin. But I do know this particular court system very well. I have I've worked inside the Williamson County Courthouse since July of 2010, working first as a public defender and then as a assistant state's attorney. So I do know this system. I know this building, and I know, you know, all the players, the judges, the attorneys, you know, everybody that's involved with the system. I feel very comfortable, and it's something that I really enjoy and I love. You know, I went to school for.
So you are a lawyer, assistant state's attorney. You're a lawyer too.
Yes, I am. I was licensed in Illinois in November of 2007.
So when it comes to listening to the description of your job, I think it kind of calls for somebody that's inherently meticulous, and not only in themselves, but acquiring staff that have the same traits. When I look at this, because I almost see a spider web coming out from your office, a percentage of this ticket goes to the court, then it goes to this. There's a family waiting, and we're handling the child support, so that has to be distributed. I mean, in the remaining moments that we have here, and we don't have much more than 30 or 40 seconds, talk to me about this meticulous need that the office requires, and why Andrew Wilson for Williamson County Circuit Clerk.
Well, the first thing I really think that in my favor is that I do have an understanding of this system. The court system is not something that the average person really understands, and unless they're overly involved in it. And to have that background knowledge, to understand that everything that we do is run by statute, that's controlled by statute. So there are updates to laws. There's update to Supreme Court rules. I have to read through those and determine exactly how to handle the filing of cases and the handling of specific monies. Luckily, most of what we do is electronic now. all of the filing, except for criminal cases and traffic tickets, are done through electronic filing. So that kind of helps us out with the money aspect. It handles a lot of it for us. But we don't have the amount of cash that we used to maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago. So we do have the benefit of that. But just understanding the system, understanding how the whole thing works, that's really a key that I believe in my favor, that I do have that experience. I have the understanding, and I have the ability to communicate to the judges and to the attorneys and to the general public. I'm not allowed to provide them with legal advice, but I am able to explain, how it works and what they need to be doing to make sure that they understand what's going on, because it is a new world for most people that are filing things with the court system, especially the non-represented litigants.